Next question is Sharon, Sharon, Mormon, Morman, 3371, 53-year-old woman, lives in Houston, was evaluated for possible end-of-life care. Patient has a history of depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, asthma, and hypertension. Surgery includes some kind of ovarian cyst some time ago. She is disabled. She's married. She has two children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol. She's really never worked much in her life. Medication includes Lamictal, Abilify, Vistriol, Valsartan, hydrochlorothiazide, and Trazodone. Allergy, none. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Family history, mom and dad died of diabetes and heart problems. She has no ADL dependencies. She's not bowel and bladder incontinent. She has had an MRI of her low back, which showed evidence of severe spinal stenosis. COVID immunizations up to date. Blood pressure is 140 over 90. Pulses 88. Respirations 18. O2 side 96%. Heart positive, one positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Next week, JVD skin shows diaphragm on mucosa with any lesion. Here we have a 53-year-old woman with hypertension, partially controlled, elevated blood pressure because of pain, depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder. Patient has is doing well with her current medication. Patient may need to see a specialist for further injections. She's had spine injections in the past, but because of her increased pain, she either needs increased pain medication. Possible need for Lyrica and or Neurontin for neuropathic pain, which can be handled by a pain specialist, has no needs for palliative or end-of-life care at this time. Thank you.